Definitely. And I think also being a member of certain councils, certain organizations and associations is a great way to learn more about different cultures that are out there. I have to say that with my background, I'm currently a member of the Canada-Poland Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents came to Canada from Poland. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be involved in, you know, with the chamber in order to, you know, work on projects, in order to be actively engaged and involved in the community. But also as a result of doing work at the NATO Association of Canada, I'm exposed to a lot of rich cultures. And that's the beauty behind, you know, working for an association that has, you know, such strong fundamental values at the core, is that you have that exposure to many different cultures, and our diversity is rich. And I think that, you know, moving forward, people need to obtain that knowledge. It's 2016, and having a strong understanding of cultural intelligence is highly relevant.
Definitely.
And it's only becoming, you know, it's always been, in my opinion, it's always been fundamental, and it's been crucial for people to understand, you know, different cultures. But, you know, especially for those who are interested in pursuing a career in international relations, global affairs, diplomacy, understanding cultures is the key, you know.
It's the basis for your success. And I couldn't agree more that, look at where we live, Canada is one of the most diverse countries in the world. And being in Canada for the last 10 years, you can see that the diversity is increasing all the time. It doesn't matter whether you are working in the international field or not, you will be dealing with people of different backgrounds. That's why you have to prepare yourself, be open-minded, respect and accept other people's views, and establish dialogue. So going through events that you mentioned, different chambers of commerce or business association, is a great way for young professionals or students to get engaged and know more about people other than, let's say, Western culture or North American culture. So there are so many other cultures and languages that you can benefit from in this globalized world. So,
and the beauty behind the NATO Association of Canada, that's just one of the many organizations and associations that's out there in Toronto. But the beauty behind the NATO Association of Canada is that we do provide memberships. So what I oftentimes encourage members of the community who are interested in perhaps attending a roundtable or event to do is to come out to, it's always useful to come out to one event. See how it goes. See if you like it. See how the networking opportunities are like. Mm-hmm. And then if you decide after attending an event or a forum or, you know, a conference, attending one of these events or two of these events, after deciding that, you know, it's perhaps beneficial for you to become a member, then look into investing in memberships that are provided at these chambers, at these councils, at these organizations. But moving on, I did want to ask you a question pertaining to what would be the best advice that you can provide to those who have completed a law degree internationally?
Yes, that's very, this question is very dear to me because I'm an internationally trained lawyer then who moved to Canada and tried to do what I love to do, law. So when I came to Canada, I had this challenge, what can I do with my previous qualifications? So I would assume that by this question, you mean those who have completed a law degree outside of Canada and want to come back to Canada or want to move into Canada.
Yes.
To establish their career.
Exactly.
Well, if that's the case, then I can say this. I know it's difficult, but I would encourage them to take 3-year full-fledged law school program. Why? Because you will learn much by taking full program, and it will be easier for when you graduate, it will be easier to secure articling or your first job. As you know, especially with reference to Toronto, it's very saturated market, job market. It's very difficult sometimes to land an articling position. So when it comes to a candidate with full-fledged, typical three-year law school program, and the person who did other alternatives, for example, NCA candidates, or through other means by taking courses, by taking bar exams, at the end of the day, there's no difference between them because these two groups are both qualified. However, in getting your first articling position or for your first job, it will require more energy if you didn't complete 3-year program. But I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions. There are several exceptions. If you go through the websites of major law firms, there are NCA candidates. No, there are the lawyers who completed NCA or other ways of qualification. If you come from a civil law jurisdiction like myself, I came from a civil law jurisdiction into a common law jurisdiction, you will have to realize that common law system that you will practice is very different. So again, taking 3 years of law school would be a very good investment from your side. And if you want to practice law in a common law jurisdiction like Ontario or Canada. And as I said, doing an NCA would be an option if that suits you. And also, if you can, when trying to get into law in Canada, give yourself enough time. Don't rush. When you arrive first in Canada, try not to rush everything and say, I will get into law school this year no matter what. Maybe it's better for you to get accustomed to your new country, learn more about Canada, work in other related areas, get more experience, and then go to law school. And once you determine that, you will go to law school. So give yourself enough time. There are a lot of other things that you can learn which can be useful in your legal career in the future. So rushing doesn't give a lot of positive results when you think about long-term investment like law school or getting a lawyer's license. Take your time.
Definitely. And I think that anyone who is passionate about studying law will look at all of the options that are out there. Obviously, you mentioned the NCAs. That's a mandatory process.
Yeah.
But then if you decide that, let's say you want to invest money towards completing a 3-year law degree here in Canada, then that's certainly an option. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes it's useful to, whenever completing a degree outside of the country that you plan on practicing, mm-hmm. I think it's oftentimes useful to talk to individuals who've completed degrees outside of the country that you plan on practicing and then see what their experience is like. I know that I have a lot of friends who completed their law degrees outside of Canada in England, and then they came back. They've either gone through the NCA process or they've already successfully completed the NCAs and they passed their bar exams. So it does require a lot of patience.
A lot of energy,
and it's not one of those things where you assume that, oh, you completed a law degree and you have your degree and that's it. No, the game's not done at that point. It continues.
Yes. Once you get your law degree and all qualifications from Law Society, it's just the beginning. It just proves that you are just ready to begin the career. Takes whole lot of other level of energy and motivation to once you get your licenses in place to move on. So and I also wanted to add that make best use of whatever resources that law societies provide you. Law schools have a lot of programs. I think I know at least 2 programs in Toronto for specifically designed for international trade lawyers, trained lawyers. So go to them, speak to them, make best use of those programs, try to benefit maximum extent. These are for specifically designed for people like international trained lawyers. And governments, Ontario government, I believe, has provided support to such programs. And of course, speaking to practicing lawyers really helps. Try to get a mentor through Law Society. He or she can guide you through the process and introduce you to professionals in the area, because you know, most of the time when you are new in Canada and new in the legal profession, you need a lot of connections, a lot of networking, people who can inspire you, who can guide you, who can help you. So they are there, they are very willing to help you. Just use that opportunity.
Like you said, don't be afraid to contact the Law Society of Upper Canada to see what resources they have available to you. I know that before I even decided to pursue a degree through the University of London's international program, I called the Law Society of Upper Canada and I asked them about the process required, because I wanted to, you know, obtain more information about the licensing process, and then also get more information about some of the challenges that internationally trained students go through. But I have to say that dealing with the Law Society of Upper Canada, they're extremely helpful. They're there to help you. Don't hesitate to contact them. And by all means, like if you have any questions, then you know there are additional resources that are out there. Like you said, networking and speaking to lawyers, and then also seeing if you can perhaps obtain someone who would be willing to mentor you is probably the best way, because you never know, through that one person you might end up, you know, obtaining employment or getting a job. So it's certainly useful.
And Law Societies, just as an addition, Law Societies have dealt with many similar candidates before. They've seen many of them and they know their challenges, their needs, and they know they know of the ways how to help them. So they are experienced.
Definitely.